Americans are using less social media, including tech insiders. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Choi, in for Molly Wood. Engagement is a key measure of health for social media platforms. How much time users spend there, but also how much they upload, share, comment, and like. Investors want to know that these platforms are integrated into users' lives so that advertising revenue can continue to grow. But some platforms, including Snapchat and Facebook, are seeing engagement decline. Jesse Hempel is a senior writer for Wired magazine. She points to a gradual boundary setting with social media that she thinks a lot of people have been doing, intentionally or not. 7 years ago, Hempel started an annual social media sabbatical, no social media for all of August. It was a way to cut back on a bad habit, like eating too many cookies. But this August was different.
I did not take a sabbatical, nor did I even really remember that I take sabbaticals in August, because, frankly, I've kind of quit most of the social media that made me feel so yucky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took Facebook off my phone, took Twitter off my phone. It's not that I don't sometimes use them on my phone. I just use them from inside the browser. So it's a little bit harder. It's a little bit more of a deterrent.
Right. I hear anecdotally a lot of people, and I would include myself in this, doing the same thing. But I hear less proclamations of like, I have quit, or I have deleted, or, you know, any of that sort of like kind of broad statement.
Nobody's quitting. I mean, first of all,
is it possible?
I don't think at this point, I'll speak for myself, I don't think it would be possible or useful for me to quit these tools because I've given them so much of my social data over time. So why quit? Why take that away? Who's that going to help? And you know, but I still use Facebook products like Instagram and WhatsApp every day.
Right. Well, so what do we know about engagement patterns overall? Is the world kind of doing what we're doing?
Well, let's not talk about the world broadly, because no, the world broadly is not doing what we're doing. And in fact, in many places in the world, engagement is going up as people get online for the first time. And these are their front doors to their digital experience. But let's talk about what's going on in the United States. Here, we've kind of leveled off. So we know that in 2016, the average amount of time that we spent on Facebook was nearly an hour. That was a daily active user.
Right.
And we know that in January, Facebook, the company, came out and said, you know, we've seen a drop off in engagement. You know, if you do the back of the napkin math, which is what this is with the numbers that they gave in January, it sort of roughly shakes out to those daily active users spending around 41 minutes a day. That's a huge drop.
Right.
And that's what it looks from a data perspective. I mean, from an anecdotal perspective, the things that I even want to know about the people that I care and love aren't on Facebook anymore. It's not where I find them.
Where do you find them?
Instagram.
Which is also Facebook.
Well, details.
That was Jesse Hempel, senior writer for Wired. Instagram, which is of course owned by Facebook, is one platform where engagement is going gangbusters. Analysts say it has more than 1 billion users and is expected to more than double its revenue by 2020. Marketplace Tech is produced this week by Haley Hirschman. Senior producer is Eve Tro. Our engineers are Sarah Bruguer and Dan Powell. I'm Amy Choi. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.